Welcome home, neighbors. This is Rob from Pennsylvania, owner at Copper Creek Villas, and you're listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 135 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at DVCResaleMarket.com. If you are looking for a deal on a resale contract, now's a great time to head over there and shop. As the December due statements have hit and listings are at an all-time high, but let me tell you something, there's a really interesting fact of COVID and that buyers are at an all-time high as well. So a lot of contracts are coming and going in and out of there like a big revolving door. If you're looking to add on, head on over to DVCResaleMarket.com or better yet, download their smartphone app. Set a filter up there, and as soon as the contract that meets your criteria is listed, you'll get a push notification right there on your phone and you can act instantly. DVCResaleMarket.com, the world's leader in DVC resales. Let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. In today's show, we've got a really special story. I don't know that there's an exact term for this, but I've started coining these people second generation DVC. Because if you think about it now, DVC opened up in 1991. We are coming up on the 30-year anniversary. So I'm sure a lot of those original Old Key West owners had families, and those original families probably had small children that 30 years later are now coming into adulthood and starting their own families. I call these people second generation DVC because they grew up going to Disney Vacation Club. And today we're talking with Caitlin Merritt, and she's going to share with us her story about being second generation DVC and buying into her own contracts as she's starting her family. I'd like to welcome to the show Caitlin Merritt. How are you doing today, Caitlin?
Hi, Chad. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you here. Caitlin, tell me a little bit about your Disney and DVC history, because from what I've read, this is a unique one.
Yes. So I have a long and storied history with DVC. My parents bought into DVC in 1993 when I was just 2 years old. So really doing Disney as a DVC member is all I sort of know. They owned at Old Key West and they also own at Vero and Hilton Head. We went to Disney pretty much every summer until I graduated high school. My mom worked in the school system. So really, summers were the only time that we could go. And if you've ever been in Florida in July and August, you know how hot that is. So once we got older and had longer winter breaks and things, we started going in different seasons. But I have stayed pretty much everywhere except for Aulani and the Grand Californian and Riviera, despite being a new Riviera owner myself.
Well, you completely took my question off the table here. How did you do Disney before DVC? So I guess at 2 years old, you got nothing to say there.
I do not remember a time before DVC. And I knew that once I had flown the coop and settled down, that was something that I wanted to continue for my own new family. So it was a no-brainer.
Well, that's got to be like 25 years of Disney vacations going to DVC.
Yes.
And the only two you haven't been to are Aulani and Grand Cal.
We haven't stayed at Riviera yet.
And you haven't stayed at Riviera yet, but I'm sure you've been through it by now.
Yes, we were just in Disney for my honeymoon in September, and we went on a tour of Riviera and Copper Creek and trying to decide where we wanted to buy. And Riviera is beautiful, and we have a stay booked next September.
Okay. Now, what made you choose Riviera over Copper Creek?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually liked Copper Creek a lot more than I thought I would going into it. truthfully, Riviera, the studios are bigger. They sleep an extra person, and we foresee being studio people for a while. We're actually the ideal candidates for the tower studios. And I think, honestly, we live in Northern Virginia, but the area that we live in is actually pretty suburban, but it's not super developed. We actually live just a block up from a lake, and I walk on nature trails every day now that I'm working from home. So Wilderness Lodge, in that respect, almost feels a little bit too much like home. And going to Riviera, it was just absolutely beautiful. And it was this really great upscale sort of cosmopolitan touch that feels really special. And I think that's what we're looking for when we go on vacation. And also, I just adore the Skyliner. I think that is the greatest invention that Disney has ever come up with. And we really wanted to be on that and have that proximity to those two parks.
Yeah, if it's working, it's glorious. Okay. When there's lightning in the area, which I go in summer a lot as well, lightning in the area, they shut it down. It's a pain. But when it's working, glorious. I'll give you that one. Now, it's interesting here because you're what I'm starting to call second generation DVC, which means you grew up DVC and literally your parents bought it 2 years old. It's the only thing you've really ever known. Have you guys ever stayed at a non-DVC resort at Disney?
Yes. So most recently on my honeymoon, we stayed for a couple of nights at Caribbean Beach, which I had never done before. We were supposed to stay at Port Orleans Riverside, but that was not open due to the pandemic and they moved us to Caribbean Beach. We've also stayed, I think, truly just one night at Swan and Dolphin. And we've stayed at the Wilderness Lodge on Cache, but not specifically in Boulder Ridge, and definitely not what is now Copper Creek.
Got it. Okay. So you've got a little bit there, but that's just like so fascinating to me because most of us come back in from either we've started in values or we worked our way up to DVC. You just kind of got started there. So that's a pretty high bar to come back in, but I'm glad to hear you guys were able to pull off a DVC purchase here in the first year of marriage. That's quite an accomplishment as well.
Yes. I did sort of tell my now husband before we got married that this is something that I wanted to do. And if he wanted to get in on that venture, then I would welcome that. But if, you know, he had never been to Disney World before we went on our honeymoon. And I said, you know, I would never ask you to put your name on something and put down an investment like that without going and staying and experiencing it. And he went and he just absolutely loved it. And we went on tours of Riviera and Copper Creek. And then about 2 weeks after we got home from our honeymoon, we had signed our paperwork.
I was going to say, it sounds like you, DVC, is kind of like a package marriage deal here, right?
It was going to happen either way. I'd love to have him on board and he's very enthusiastic now, but it was just such a big part of my life growing up that I knew that I wanted to continue that.
Yeah, that's almost a no-brainer at that point in time. You start dating somebody who's a DVC brat and you expect them not to buy it? No, I don't see that happening, right? So much fun. Given that you've stayed in most of these DVC resorts, what are some of your favorite resorts?
That's a terrific question. I have a soft spot for the Polynesian. That's actually where my parents honeymooned for their wedding. That is now over 41 years ago. I feel like I owe a little bit to that resort. But probably most often we stay at Beach Club or Boardwalk, which is really great given the proximity to Epcot.
So mom and dad own Okie West, Hilton, and Vero, but you guys spend most of your time at Beach Club or Boardwalk. That's interesting because they're all 2042 resorts, but it's interesting that they wouldn't go to some of the home ones but I guess I get it.
Yeah, I mean, we've stayed pretty much everywhere, and my parents are big fans of split stays, especially when we come down with them. We've stayed pretty much everywhere. They're not married to those. It's usually now that they're older, when they come down by themselves, they'll stay for like weeks at a time. And I think the point charts are just the most advantageous at those resorts. And they like being able to walk to Epcot for all of those dining options.
Yeah, that does make sense. That really makes sense now that you look at it, that they're kind of empty nesters. But when you grew up, did you guys normally do one bedrooms, two bedrooms, studios?
We did. I feel like we did a lot of studios. And then as we got slightly older, we would do one bedrooms. But my mom is just a maverick with point charts and the app and everything online, that she will find the way to get the most out of our stay with the points that she has wherever she is in her use year, which is probably why we do so many split stays, that she is sort of always on the hunt for the best bargain or the best deal when it comes to that.
Oh, okay. So if a cheaper room comes up available, she just picks up and moves there, huh?
Yes, which my parents almost always drive to Disney. I actually can't think of a time that they've flown to Disney. So it's really nothing to throw our suitcases in the car and just drive over to the next place. Or, I mean, you can leave it with Bell Services too, if you want.
Well, that makes sense as well. So I'm starting to put all the pattern here of your guys' family travel here. Now, you and your husband haven't been to Riviera yet, but I think you said you've walked through it and toured it together, right?
Yes. When we went on our honeymoon in September 2020, we took a tour both of Copper Creek and of Riviera, and we saw the full gamut. We studios, one bedrooms, and the very marvelous three-bedroom grand villa.
Oh, those are quite spectacular.
Yes. Our guide kept trying to suggest that we should come and rent that for Super Bowl Sunday. I think he really just wanted an invite to stay there on that day, but we saw its entertaining potential.
That is quite the entertaining potential there as well. And now, did you tour a cabin while you were at it?
Yes, we did. And those are amazing. I can't believe that they have their own hot tub, and they're just a perfect mix of private, but also they're not far away from everything. You know, they're still connected to the resort, but you do feel like you are in your own cabin in the woods.
Yeah, and not in the middle. They're glorious. Of Florida. They're absolutely glorious. I got to stay there earlier last month, and oh my gosh, love my cabins. Okay, then let's jump in. So speaking of cabins, now you sent over a picture from the beach cottages at Vero.
Yes, those are amazing. We stayed in one in 2015 in a trip to celebrate me getting my master's degree. And that is just the most amazing experience. I am simultaneously sad that there are only six of them, but also glad. I wish there were more, but I love the exclusivity of them and really just the privateness of them.
I'm telling you, mom and dad, can we borrow those Vero points?
Well, they were very kind and they booked us four nights at Vero. We were supposed to go on a Disney cruise for our honeymoon, which we obviously couldn't do. And then we sort of were scrambling for something to do that would fit the plane tickets that we already had. And we couldn't book a cash room, and they were very kind and used those to get us a very nice oceanfront in room.
I know you've just bought Riviera, but has Adonitis hit yet? Are you itching for another home resort or more points yet?
It has started to creep up. We actually have our first trip on our points that we have booked is in May of 2021. We're going to Hilton Head. And I think I haven't been to Hilton Head in about 8 years, but I think that my husband is really going to love it. His favorite sport, his favorite hobby is cycling. And there's over 50 miles of bike trails on Hilton Head. And just to know that we could get in the car and in 8 hours, be there. And it's the perfect sort of slow down beach getaway. It's accessible. We don't have to get on a plane. I think he's really going to love it. And I think he's going to want to add on there. We didn't have a problem getting the studio in May. I mean, I was on right at 8 o'clock to book it. And by 9 o'clock, they were all gone. So the 11-month booking window might be an advantage in that. But I think that's what he's going to want to do.
That sounds awesome, especially if he's a cyclist and you can drive, because that means he could probably bring his own bike with him.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And we can pack to our limited heart's content. It's not like we have to get on a plane and fit everything in one suitcase.
Let's come into some of our rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Do you wear ears or rock a t-shirt?
We rock t-shirts. My mom is famous for making t-shirts for everybody that have the same thing on them. And we have to get one good PhotoPass photo in them, and then we're done with them for the trip.
And then mom's all set, huh?
Yep. That's all she wants.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you sent one in that I'm going to use as the cover art. So people can just come over to mydvcpoints.com/the 3-digit episode number. And that'll bring up that photo for them, plus anything else that's relevant to the show in the show notes. Mickey Pretzel or Churro?
Mickey Pretzel.
Mickey Bar, Dole Whip, or Ice Cream Sandwich?
That's a new option. I haven't heard that one before. I will stick with Dole Whip.
Yes. Now tell me, Are you one of these people that believe in the ultimate pure form of Dole Whip, or do you get into those lesser forms?
I will tell you, in September, we tried the pineapple and raspberry for the first time, and that was really, really delicious. But I just adore soft serve ice cream, and Mickey bars are super good, but I find that you have to eat them really fast, and I would rather take my time.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, because those Mickey bars, man, they're you're going to be wearing it in Florida, okay?
Yeah.
And then if you go over to L.A., they're cryogenically frozen like Walt's head, and you lose a tooth biting into them. But so it's like there's no win on the Mickey bars there in either coast. So, okay, then. What's your favorite attraction?
Haunted Mansion.
Favorite land?
Tomorrowland.
Favorite park?
Animal Kingdom.
Best place on property to have a dessert or a drink?
I am a big fan of the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor in Magic Kingdom. You can get an ice cream cone, one scoop, and it has two little chocolate wafers that make Mickey ears. It's a snack credit, and it is perfect to eat just looking at the castle.
You gotta love the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor. My kid's favorite thing there is the Mickey Pants Sundays. That's what they call them.
Oh, yeah.
They're the little plastic Mickey pants, and they got some ice cream in them and all of that really good toppings. And it is real high quality ice cream as well. I get why they like it there. But now, you mentioned snack credits there. Do you normally do meal plan, pay as you go, or tables in Wonderland?
We normally just do pay as you go. We've done the meal plans before, but we just like the flexibility of paying as you go.
I'm with you on that one. I love Tables in Wonderland. I hope it comes back because it was such a phenomenal deal. Our Patreon VIP Producers Club have a question. How do you maximize the value from your DVC points?
That's a great question. I have to tell you that I adore the app that you have created that tells you the rack rate of the room that you're booking versus the point comparison. I am someone who loves to get a deal or something on sale. My mom is the same way. And I think being open to going at times that you normally wouldn't go if you have that opportunity, you can find really great ways to stretch your points and maybe stay someplace that you haven't before.
Yeah, that is a really great option there. And that rack rate comparison is a pretty cool tool. We're struggling a little bit to get it updated for 2021, but hopefully it should be out here pretty soon, if not shortly after the new year, when by law they have to publish the rack rates. So we're trying to get a hook on them early so we can be ready for it, but it's coming. That's really cool that you love stretching points and comparing rack rate to value. Now, I'm curious though, because it looks like you haven't stayed at Alani yet, and when I do my little analysis, those points go really far on a bang for your buck cash rate comparison over at Alani.
That is definitely a bucket list item. I've never been to Hawaii, and my husband and I have looked each other in the eyes and said before, you know, we really settle down. That is something that we absolutely want to do.
Yeah, you got to love that one. What are some of the things that you consider to be a hidden gem of a Disney vacation? Like obscure food, attraction, or features that a number member should try out?
One of the things that I really love, and I almost hate to promote it because I know that there is a cost associated with it, but the tours that Disney does are so phenomenal. And they, a lot of times you can learn things about, you know, a place or a ride or something that you've done, you think 100 times, and there's nothing left to learn about it. When you go on these tours and have these experiences, the cast members are so knowledgeable and have so much information and help you take on a perspective that you just had no idea about. I really highly recommend them. We've done Keys to the Kingdom, the Sunrise Safari one, also an Epcot one that was on Segways that I don't think they do anymore, as Segways have sort of fallen out of popularity. But on all of those, you just get to see and learn things that you had no idea about, and you will carry those sort of nuggets with you, and they just change how you experience parks and attractions for the rest of your life.
Yeah, those tours are really something cool. And I love the fact that with the Blue Card, we get a nice little discount on them as well.
Yes, I'm still very thankful now that I am a DVC member and I can access that information. Now I see how much those things cost. I am eternally grateful to my parents for allowing me to have those very special opportunities. But I think they're so incredibly well done, and they just are so entertaining, but they also educate you and can just change your perspective about things.
That's got to make mom and dad's heart just warm with joy, because I look at my kids and I'm going, do you realize what we sacrificed to bring you guys here? And it sounds like you kind of grew up, got your blue card, bought your membership, and you're going, wow, thanks, mom and dad.
Oh, I have absolutely no idea how they did it. They made the magic happen every year. And when you grow up and people ask what you do over the summer, and every year you say go to Disney, and sometimes folks are like, it's the same thing every year, but it's truly not. I mean, every year there are new attractions. We would stay someplace new. We would eat at a new restaurant. We would do a tour or something amazing like that. Like, there's always something new to do. And I now know that it comes at a price, but you know, these are the memories and these are the things that I remember.
Just makes that line from Once, all magic comes at a price, dearie, right? just ring true when you look at how am I going to pay for these Disney trips, but it does. So it's worth it.
Part of growing up.
Yep. Is there any special merchandise that you collect?
Not me particularly. My husband is very into pin collecting, which is good. It's not a hobby that takes up a lot of space in our house. It's not like ears or backpacks or anything like that, but he has a great attention to detail, and he will find pins that he likes and check every single pin board and cast member lanyard looking for something that he's missing out of a collection or something like that. So usually with every gift he gets, Christmas or birthdays or anniversaries, I always try and buy him a pin to go along with that.
Oh, that's awesome. I know for me, it's Christmas ornaments. We just put them up on the tree this year, and my wife and kids just absolutely love putting up all of our Disney ornaments from year after year after year on the tree and looking back at the memories. So that's really kind of a cool thing. I imagine the pins to him are just as dear to him.
He has a pin board, and things will go on rotation on the pin board that's up. And then we keep some at work and some in his little keepsake box. So he definitely values them and treasures them and can remember, even over the past couple of years, where, you know, where this one came from or why he likes it. Or, and he's also incredibly kind when he went to the parks, and he would just give children pins who had pin lanyards. He was just very excited to trade and see other people into those kind of keepsakes.
Well, that's really cool. Do you have any other Disney stories that will make us laugh or cry?
Well, I definitely have one. I believe I sent you a photo. Normally, growing up as a kid, we went to Disney every year, but it was just my parents and my sister and I. But there was one year, I was still very young. I don't think I'd gone, I was in kindergarten, I think. And my whole family came, my aunt, my uncle, my grandma, and my Nana and Papa. And that was a big deal for us. And I was very excited for that. And we all were staying at Old Key West. And I don't think the program is going on anymore, but back in the day, you could nominate someone to be mayor of Old Key West for a day. And while we were there on that trip, I, the youngest person in my family, was chosen to be mayor of Old Key West for a day. And Chad, let me tell you, the magic was real. I truly believed that I was the mayor of Old Key West that day. I got a hat and a button and a certificate, and I got to drive, in air quotes, a golf cart to the flagpole in front of the resort, and I got to help raise the flag. And I truly thought I was the mayor of Old Key West. And there is a photo of me in my hat with my certificate surrounded by my family at the flagpole that my parents have. And a copy of it is actually hanging in Olivia's, the restaurant at Old Key West. And every time my parents go either stay in Old Key West or they eat at Olivia's, they like to go and check to see if it's still up there. And at our latest count, it is still there.
You're going to have to give us some pointers as to where we can find it, because I'm going to put that picture in the show notes as well, because it's a really cool photo. And if you guys haven't been to Olivia's yet, you can go in there and there's probably hundreds of photos of like original Old Key West owners and their families all up in there. It's one of the coolest things. It's even cooler now that we've got a chance to meet somebody whose photo is there, and they're a second generation DVC owner. So it's the legacy continues.
Yes. And someone who was a mayor for a day.
I'm telling
you. Short-lived political career.
If Tinkerbell were to put 2,000 one-time use points into your account that could be used to book anything in the DVC system with guaranteed availability, how would you use them?
I love this question. So I've thought about it. I definitely want to start in Disneyland. We actually were supposed to go to Disneyland this year, and we were not able to because of COVID. But I want to go to Disneyland, stay at the Grand Californian, go to California Adventure and Disneyland, have my time there, then hop a plane to Aulani, one of those beautiful, way up high, tall room with an ocean view for just a week, just to relax and decompress and readjust to my time zone changes. And then I want to go to Disneyland Tokyo and nice. Stay at one of, I've Miracy, all of those resorts look absolutely amazing. But while we're over there and on that side of the world, go to Disneyland Tokyo and experience that. And I truly just want to eat my way through Disneyland Tokyo, I think, and Disney Tokyo Sea. But that is how I would do it.
Try out some of that really unusual, unique popcorn that they have over there. If you can wait in the lines, because the lines, from what I hear, you wait in an hour long line to get popcorn.
Well, that's why you go with a partner. You can divide and conquer. He waits in the popcorn line. I wait in a mochi bread line or something like that.
Sounds like a plan to me. Caitlin, I'd like to thank you so much for being on the show today. How can listeners follow up with you if they've got questions or want to reach out or just comment to you as well? Because this is a pretty phenomenal story you've shared.
Oh, thank you. I am a part of the My DVC Points community on Facebook. I'm also a subscriber on Patreon. So you could just look me up by my name on Facebook and find me there. And I'd be more than happy to chat with you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your Patreon support as well. Well, that puts another episode in the books. I'd like to thank DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for sponsoring Season 5 of the My DVC Points podcast. I'd also like to give a shout out to Dr. GLP from Canada for this awesome 5-star review. My DVC Points, outstanding. My DVC Points is an outstanding podcast which is a joy to listen to weekly. It's always positive, informative, and makes me more excited to be a member with each episode. Thanks to Chad, his team, and all of his guests for their participation and work. Definitely contribute significantly to the DVC community. Well, thank you so much for that awesome 5-star review. If you get a chance, drop us a review on iTunes or Spotify, and some new software that I have will pick that up and send me an email and let me know to include you in a shout out on the show. If you haven't joined us yet for Mouse Quiz, please tune in on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Facebook.com/mouse quiz. We're hosting a trivia game every Friday night. We're wrapping up that season as we finish out the first full year of Mouse Quiz on April 23rd. We have a ton of fun and we'd love to include you in the magic. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hopefully you found something in today's episode that'll help you go out there and plan something magical for your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.
Here, I just hit the record button again. So,
okay.
See, now, Caitlin, when I hear your story, normally with people, a little spider sense goes off in the back of my mind when I hear Riviera, just because of the restrictions. And I know 50% of the people are gone in 7-8 years. But I look at this and I go, that's kind of the perfect fit for you, because you've got 20 plus years going right now in DVC. And it's kind of part of who you are and your identity and your history. I don't ever see you selling that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did a lot of research into the restrictions and the, you know, the resorts that were available, and we wanted something that had a full 50-year contract. We'll be in our late 70s, early 80s when that's done, but we completely anticipate owning it for the entire 50 years. I don't ever really see a situation that would necessitate us to sell it. And we know that we want to go to Disney. So if we're not going to sell it and we want something that has the most amount of time with it, it was not really an issue for us.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect fit for you guys because, look, mom and dad are going strong and they're looking at 2042 going, we're going to ride these 2042 resorts that we own out to the finish line. So I kind of see that in your future.
I can only hope.
Yeah.
If that happens, I will be very, very satisfied.
Yeah, and I guess it's kind of great that your husband was so agreeable to this because I could just tell you, if I was dating and I was like, look, you haven't been to Disney World? I don't, like, one eye would be going up going, what's up with that? Okay.
Yeah, thankfully, my husband is like the sweetest and most easygoing person. And I told him, you know, I would not ask you to be a part of this without going and experiencing it for yourself. And when we went, he was completely on board. And I'm just honestly so excited. I was so excited to take him for the first time to the Magic Kingdom and have him experience all those things for the first time. You know, when you love something, you want to share it with the people that you love. And I know that we are going to have a lot of firsts. You know, he still hasn't been to all the parks. We haven't stayed, you know, we haven't had our first welcome home stay. Like, there's going to be so much new for us to experience together, just for me to get him up to speed on everything that I've done and seen. But then there's always going to be something new for us to do. So I'm just so excited for that, you know, as I start my own family.
I'm happy that he liked it as well, because I got to be honest with you, Caitlin, if I was dating somebody and they didn't like it, next.
Yeah, it would happen whether he was on board or not. That's what I tell him. So no, but there is a photo that I think I sent in. And if I didn't, I'd be happy to send it to you of when we went to the Magic Kingdom on our honeymoon. And he is standing wearing a Disney honeymoon shirt. He has a Disney mask on. He has his Disney lanyard with covered in pins. He's wearing our Mickey backpack and he's holding a Mickey pretzel in front of the castle. And he is just, you can tell, like 100% in the magic. The Kool-Aid has been drunk and he is just loving it. So,
well, that's pretty awesome to hear, because it sounds like he's just kind of adopted it and kind of came into this crazy Disney lifestyle that, well, all of my listeners and I just kind of love. So we're glad to have him part of the family now, is all I can say.
Thank you. I'm happy to have him too.